Daf ein Gimel Amud Aleph by the two dots, 12 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah said Shochtoy
v'noida, and then you found out that the Bailim were Moshchu Yedeim or Shemeis or Shenitmu. So your potter, you consider Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Why? Because you Shochet B'shus. I didn't have to know certain things. You have to know if it's a Mum. You have to know. Check it out. If it's a Treifer Mum B'seisa, I don't know. Shochtu Meisi Bailim. That's something that's gray area. And the Mishnah says no. You consider Toya and your potter from Chatos. Zog the Gemara. Now the Gemara digresses into a sugyan Oshem Shenitik L'Riya, which is a little complicated, but the Gemara goes back and asks a question on our Mishnah from this sugya. Zog the Gemara. Omer Rav Unam Rav. Oshem Shenitik L'Riya V'Shochtei Stam. Oshem Shenitik L'Riya means, if you have a common Oshem, which the Bailim received the Kapora by a different carbon. What happened was he lost it, and then he bought another one in his place, and then he found it again. What do you do with his Oshem? So by a chatos that you have the bailim or niskapa with something else. So what happens is you take the original korban chatos, chatos hameisos. You have to let it die. Put it in a room, starvation, death. Because you can't use it. Chatos hameisa baleim, alamisa. Masha enkin by an awesome where the bailim are not necessary anymore, either because the bailim died or was already in niskapa and you found the old one. So the halacha is, yigache istovu, let it sit and graze until it gets a mum. After it gets a mum, you sell it. And you buy with the money for the ketzah mizbeach, which means for oilus nedava. You always want the mizbeach to have oilus on it. It shouldn't be a moment with the mizbeach without anything functioning on it. So you use that money, you put it in the shofar, and you use it for ketzah mizbeach, which is oilus nedava. So you wait till it gets a mum, you sell the money, and you buy oilus nedava. So Omer Rav Unam Rav, Oshem Shenitik L'Riya, when the Oshem is already nitik L'Riya, it's already grazing. V'shochto istam, and I shechted it before the mum. It's already meant to become a oiler. We're still waiting for a mum. I took this oshem and it's meant for an oiler, but it's not a mum yet. I took it and I shechted it stam. For what it's meant to be, meaning an oiler, it's kosher la oiler. Kosher for an oiler. Even before the mum. Why? Now this happens to be for an oiler's yochid. And what was meant to be is the oiler's tzibur, we said, for the ketzim is really tzibur. But it was meant to be an oiler's tzibur, and I shechted for oiler's yochid. It's already stoma meant for an oiler.
You don't need to be oiker the shem oshem.
That's what we bring a rhyme from here. Alma kasova leboy yakira. Rav Huna omar Rav, and this is the main yisoy that we're starting with the sugi with. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav that the fact that an oshem that's nitik l'riya and you shechted it stam for an oiler, it's very good. What do we see from here? You don't need to be oiker. You don't have to say, you don't need something specifically to uproot it.
You can shecht an oshem that's grazing.
You're supposed to wait till it gets a mum and sell the money and use it for oilus nedava. But if you shechted it l'shem stoma, it's ready kosher for an oiler. But you don't need it be oikerit. You don't need an akira. Zok de gemara ihachi. If you don't need an akira, so even before you grazed it, you should be able to shecht it stam. Ihachi kilo nitig nami. Maybe you should shecht it stam and it should work even before you let it graze. Because already the bailam had a kapora, so this oshem already is oymid l'oyla. Why is it only after nitik l'riya when you let it graze, do it before it grazes? Nitik l'riya, it's grazing before the mum. If it's a mum, you can't shecht it. Obviously, it's a bamum. But you can already, if it's a bamum, we're supposed to sell it. But you can shecht it for an oyla before it gets a mum, once it's grazing in the pasturing. Why do you have to wait for the pasturing? As soon as the bailam got a kapora, if I have this shepsel of this oshem, shecht it then already. If you're going to do it before it grazes, you might end up doing it before the Bailam even received the kapora. That's a problem. Because it's meant for the Bailam to get a kapora. He didn't get a kapora yet. It's meant for him. You can't change kaporas from Oshem to Oila. So that's what we say, let it graze first. Graze, we know the Bailam already got a kapora. That's why you put it into the field. You only put it in the field because the Bailam got a kapora. From that carbon. Right. He used a different one in his place. So then there's no problem. In order to ensure that you're not going to do this before the Bailam Kapara, so we say let it graze first. Zogim HaMenot Tema, I'll bring you a proof that we differentiate between a gzeira of La'acha Kapara to Lifnei Kapara, U'menot Tema, that you make a gzeira, the Tanan. Oshem Shemesu Bailov, similar Mishnah. Oshem that the Bailam died, Oshem is Kapu Bailov, you don't need them anymore. So the three of Machloikas. Tanakama holds, Yirach Yistov, Yimach Vipa Domel and the Dover, which is the ideal thing that's supposed to happen. Let it graze, get a mum, and use the money that you sell for Oilus the Dover, which is Oilus Tzibur. Rabbeliezer Oime Yomus, Rabbeliezer says, just like Chatos, we said Chatos Amesis, he says Oshem and Chatos are the same thing. Oshem also is Mesis.
What does that mean again? You put it in a room?
Put it in a room?
You can't feed it?
Can't feed it, let it die. Because you can't use it for anything. Chomish chatas hamesos. One of them is mesu bailim, this kapu bailim. You have to let the carbon die.
You can't beat it. Why not?
Oh, so now Rabbi Eliezer says yomus. It's just like a chatos. Just like chatos yomus, osham is also yomus. Rabbi Shuaimer, what do you do? Yimocher, you can sell it. V'yovi bedom of oilo, meaning after it gets a mum, you can use the money for an oilas yochid. That's where he argues on Tanakama. The only difference in Tanakama and him is you both agreed it's for an oila, that you let it graze and get a mum, but he just said you can even use it for oilas yochid. That's where he argues in Tanakama. Zok demoga bedom of in, it's mashma only with the money after it gets a mum. Ava gufaloi, why can't you shecht it before it gets a mum? Must be the gozalach kapot lefnei kapora shmamino. So we see this raya that beetsim it's really oimed le oila, and it's eloi boy akira. The reason why you wait is only because the lefnei kapora you might come to do before the kapora shmamino. So that's a raya that we goza alach kapot lefnei kapora. But Ravuna Marav's din was oshem shenitik leriya v'shochtei stam is really kosher le oila alma loy boy akira. That's a rule, a given. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kash on this given from our Mishnah. That's how it comes in. We're saying it does not need an akira. Eisvei Rav Chizda le Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the one that said Om Ravu Nomer Rav. That Oshem Shnitig Legiya V'Shoch Tostam is Kosher Le Oila and Alma Loi Boy Akira. Eisvei the following question. Eisvei Rav Chizda le Rav Huna. Shoch Tov Enoyde Shemosh Chabaylem Es Yodom. Let's say you shechted it and you find out that the Baylem are not part of the Chabur anymore. So the Mishnah said you Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. And your potter. Your potter from a chatos, you're in the category of toya. Zok the Gemara daf ein gimel of days. V'toni alo. And on that Mishnah, we learned on the Brayse as follows. This is only on Shabbos. We're discussing Shabbos. Are you chai v'chatos or not? That's the whole discussion in the Mishnah. Are you toya b'dvar mitzvah? Are you chai v'chatos or not? So we say not chai v'chatos because you're not supposed to know that the Bailam backed off. V'toni alo. And we learned on that Brayse. B'chol ki agavna. If in the weekday, you shecht it for a Baalim a Korban Pesach, and you find out he booked, he's not here anymore, he went somewhere else. Yisoref miyad. You take this Korban Pesach and you burn it right away. Now, what's the vart in burning something right away? There's a yisoid as follows. If something is a psul haguf, it's be'etzim posul in the guf ha-korban, then you have to burn it right away. If something is a zaitik psul, it's a bizoyin to burn it right away. What are you burning it? If it's a zaitik psul, so then you let it, you wait till it becomes noitzer and you only bring it to the base of Sreifa after Ibu Tzuri. Ibu Tzuri means you wait for the next morning. You wait for noitzer. Then they burn it because of the psul noitzer. But not because you saw me out of psul aguf. So now we're going to be following Cheshbin. If you're going to say a korban Pesach, remains a Pesach, and it needs an akira to uproot it from Pesach, we know Pesach b'shayim moitzer is a shlomim. Is that automatic? Or you have to uproot it from Pesach? I'm doing it the same shlomim. That's called uprooting. If you're going to say it needs an akira, so then, calls my not oikrit, a Pesach who? This case where the Bailim died, it still remains a Pesach. Now, if you have a Pesach without any Bailim, it's a psula guf, because a Pesach without a Bailim is a psula in the heft of the carbon, there's no minuyin. I'm too lahochi yisomiyad. That's why I understand why you burn it right away. We said a psula guf, you burn right away. Eli yamud loy boy yakira. But if you're going to say automatically a pesach reverts into a karmen shlomim, yamud loy boy yakira mireisha havele shlomim. So then automatically it's a karmen shlomim. So then why do you have to burn it right away? Why do you burn it right away? Psula mishumai. What's the whole psula of a karmen shlomim without? What's wrong with the karmen shlomim? The only problem is you're shechting it at the time of the Pesach. Yes. You know what the time of the Pesach means? After Tomet Rabayim. That's a Zaytik Kapsul. You thought it's a Pesach. You did it the shame to Bailim, but really it's a Shlomim because there's no Bailim over here. It's a regular Korban Shlomim. When did you shecht it? Together with the other Korban Pesach. When is that? After Tomet Rabayim. All other Korbanim said, Oleh HaShlem, between the two Tomets. This one you did after Tomet Rabayim. So the Psul is a Zaytik Kapsul. So why is it Yisar Miyad? Zog the Gemara, Eli Yamad Leboyek, if you're going to tell me you do not need Akira like we established on Amad Aleph, that you do not need an Akira, that Oshem Shachtei Stam is automatically works for an Oila, Eli Yamad Leboyek, As soon as the Bailim are not part of the picture equation, it's not a Korban Pesach anymore. It's a Korban Shlomim. So what's the problem that you shechted the Shlomim ben Arbayim? Psulim b'shumai, b'shum Dova Acher. What's the Dova Acher? Zayit Kapsul. Because Shochele Acher Tomet ben Arbayim. So if you shechted it only off, the Psul is only a Zayit Kapsul. So why do you say in the weekday you saw it miyad? There's a memo that you said in the weekday you burn it right away. Ibu Tzura Boy, all you have to do is wait for the next morning. A Psul Aguf, you burn right away. A Zayit Kapsul, you wait for Noisa. Let it wait for next Noisa and then burn it like Noisa. Ibu Tzura means wait for the next morning. So the fact that it says over here in the Braisa, you saw it miyad, the Lashon of the Braisa was, Shocht of another Shemash Kabbalim is Yodam. V'tanu l'bechoyl ki agam yisaw miyad. Why yisaw miyad? Yisaw miyad must be that you need an Akira, so it remains a Pesach. And a Pesach, is without a Bailim, is a Psul Aguf. So that's why I understand why you burn it. A Psul Aguf, you burn right away. But if you tell me, automatically it turns into a Shlomim without an Akira, so then the Halacha should not be yisaw miyad. And from the fact that it says yisaw miyad, obviously, if you tell me you do not need an Akira, so then it's a Shlomim. So then why do you burn it right away? It should wait for Ibu Tzura. So basically the kasha is on the Manda Omer that said, Rav Huna Omer, Rav said, Oshem Shenitik L'Riya V'Shoch Testam is Koshel Oyla Loi Boy Akira. Here we're establishing from the fact that it says in this Braisa, which is on the Mishnah, B'chol Ki Agav Nisom Miyad in the weekday, when it's Moshech Bailim Yedeim, you burn it right away. Burning right away means a Psul Aguf. Psul Aguf means it's a Korban Pesach without Bailim. So you burn right away. But if you do not need an Akira, then it's a Shlomim. What's a psul of shlomim? Shlomim that you shechted after Tomei Shabbat Abayim. That's a zayit kapsul. A zayit kapsul, you don't say sorry miyad. A zayit kapsul, you say, wait for Yibitzura. Zog the Gemara, so it's a kash on Rav Huna Merav that says, that loy boy Akira. Because the fact that it says sorry miyad is mashmay boy Akira. So it's a psul as a Korban Pesach, a psul aguf. The Tanya, like we learned in the Brice, is a klal. This is the klal. Kol shepsula begufoy. If it's a psula guf, like the moshel. If you need an akira, so it remains a Korban Pesach without a bailam, it's a psula guf. So then you saw miyad. V'dam of a bailam, if it's a zaitik psul, to uba tzuros of yetzel beis asreifa. Now the fact, and then to uba tzurosoy, that means it does not need an akira if it's a zaitik psul. Now the fact that we're saying that you saw miyad. So we see, boy Akira. So it remains a Korban Pesach. And that's not like Rav Huna Merav said, loy boy Akira. Zog the Mara, the Tanya, Zach, Klal Kosh, Psal, Begufi, Yisom, Yad, Bedam, Bebailim, Tu, Mitzuros, Yetzel, Beis, Asrefa. So we see clearly that the fact that it says, by us, Yisom, Yad, is Mashma, it needs an Akira. And that's why it's a Psal, Aguf, it remains a Pesach. And Rav Huna Merav said, that Oshem, Shenit, Galeria, Shoch, Testam, is kosher, and does not need an Akira. Zok the Gemara, let's amend Rav Huna Merav's statement so it won't be contradiction to the din of Yisar Miyad. You know how we're going to amend it? That Yutaka made an Akira. Elo loitema shochtoi stam. It says, Rav Huna Merav said, in Oshem Shinit Gluvi, that you shechted stam. Is kosher for an oiler? No. Elo loitema shochtoi stam. Kosher l'shum oiler. Eleima shochtoi l'shum oiler. You were oikerit. Akira, we said, means they do the shame the other carbon. So Gemara, Elo loitema shochtoi stam. Kosher l'oiler. Eleima shochtoi l'shum oiler. Kosher, Alma Boy Akira. And that would coincide with what we said, Yisar Miyad. Yisar Miyad means it needs an Akira, it remains a Pesach without a Bailim. Because if it does not need an Akira, then it's automatically a Shlom, and the problem is only a Zaitik that you shecht it after Tomashab and Abayim. So let's amend Rav to coincide with this Braisa, which is on the Mishnah, V'toni Allah, that Rav said, Oshem Shenite Gloria, V'shochta L'Shem Oilo, which is an Akira. That's why it's kosher. But if you do Shochta Stam, it would not be considered a kosher oila. Alma boy Akira. Zok the Gemara. Klar, so that's how we answer. Not a Gemara is a question as follows. Ule Rebchia, Ule Rebchia Bagam de Omar, Nizriko Mepi Chabura, Va'ami Koncho Baila Tmei Mesim. There's a Gemara we had in Tom and Nishcha that said, Rebchia Bagam de said, really, you do not need an Akira, Stamazoi. A Korban Pesach turns into a Shlomim automatically. You know when you need an Akira? In one instance. When the Bailim became Tmei Mesim, where the Pesach is still meant for Pesach Sheni, the Korban was a Vekeshtel for Korban Pesach. Right before Yudal Nissan, the Bailim became Tomei. So the Shepsel is still meant for Korban Pesach. You know which Pesach? Pesach Sheni. Because the Balaam came to Mei Meis and they bring Pesach Sheni. Over there, you need an Akira on that Pesach. Because over there, there's the carbon remains. That automatically turns into, reverts into a Shlomim. Pesach Lachas Manoi. Reverts it to a Shlomo automatically. You don't need an Akira. But Pesach, where the Balaam came to Mei Meisim, it's still the back for you, Dalet Ir, so then you need an Akira. So according to Reb Chiya Bar Gamla, it says, usually you do not need an Akira. Well, Reb Chiya Bar Gamla, Domen, Nizik, Picha, Bugud, Ami, Konchei, Balaam, Tvei Meisim. Vindit, Chile, Pesach, Sheini. Hi, you, the boy, Akira. Is Dafka over there? You need an Akira. Mashma, anywhere else. Hoba, Amala, boy, Akira. So Michael, Meimar. So back to the Kasha. Why Yisof Miyad? The top of the Omid we just said. Yisof Miyad. That doesn't coincide with Bchir Bagam that it says you do not need Nakira. Because if you do not need Nakira, then it's not Yisar Miyad, then it's automatically Yishlomim, then it's a Zayt Kapsul, then it's after Tomash Ibn Abayim, then you wait for Yibatsura. Yisar Miyad is only when it's a Psul Aguf. Well, if that's only if you hold, you need Nakira. But Bchir Bagam that says you do not need Nakira. Only one instance where it's meant for Pesach Sheni, where the Balaam became Tomei Meis. So what are you going to answer? Elom Ravuna Bere Yavishua, Hocha Mais Kinon. You're mafish according Pesach before Chatzos. Umeisu Bailim Acha Chatzos. You're mafish according Pesach before Chatzos, and now it's according Pesach. And the Bailim died 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So between Chatzos and the Bailim's death, it was meant for Korban Pesach. And now that the Bailim died, the Havale Nira Venitra. That means it was Roy for Korban Pesach, and then it was uprooted from being a Korban Pesach. Not that the Bailim died before it became a Korban Pesach. And it was never a Korban Pesach. And it turned into Shlomim. Something that was nira v'nitcha, it can never turn into another carbon. It's nitcha. Nira v'nitcha, nitcha la'olam. By carbonus, we say, nira v'nitcha, it's out of the equation. So that's why it's not going to be good for a Shlomim.
Even with Akira?
Yeah, even Akira wouldn't work. Hocham frisha konim chatzois, umeise b'aylam achatzois, davele nira v'nitcha, v'chola nira v'nitcha, shuv. And that's what Yisorov Miyad. We wanted to prove Yisorov Miyad means Boy Akira. We're saying, no, you know why Yisorov Miyad? Because of Nirav and Nitcha. Not because Boy Akira. La'oilom, loy Boy Akira. Ravuna Maravan Omad Aleph says, Oshem Shinitik Laria, the Yishech that Stam is good. You don't need Akira. The reason why Yisorov Miyad is not because Boy Akira. We had a whole kasha, it's a stira. No. The reason why Yisorov Miyad is because Nirav and Nitcha. The Bailam died after it was ready Chatzois. So nira v'nitcha is never good. Chala nira v'nitcha shuvei nechoiz v'nira. It can never be turned into a shlomim. So it's yisov miyad. Not because boy Akira. Zog the Gemara, midu taima elo l'rav. You're coming to explain Rav. Rav Hunom, a Rav that said oshev shenitik l'ria is automatically good for oiler, does not need Akira. And you want to answer yisov miyad to mean because it was nira v'nitcha. You're answering Rav. Well, Rav is of the opinion that animals do not become nira v'nitcha when they're alive, only when they afterwards. Zog the Gemara, midu time el Rav ha'omar Rav balchayim eni nidochin. The balchay is never called nitcha. Once it's a live animal, it's not called nitcha. That's called nira v'nitcha. So there's no chisson of nitcha. So you can't answer yisorim miyad is because la'olam idoni nakira because of nira v'nitcha only. Elom Rav Papa, homani Rabbi Eliezerhi. It's like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. You know what Rabbi Eliezer's sheet is? The Omar v'chenech shreichet acherim l'shem Pesach is possible. We know when you do a korban shlomim, kol korbanos shaloi l'shmona kosher. There's a mechudish dika sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Then not just Pesach and chata shaloi l'shmona possible, but other korbanos l'shem Pesach are also possible, which is a chiddush. Because other korbanos we know, all korbanos shaloi l'shmona kosher. Rabbi Eliezer's mechadish l'shem Pesach, since Pesach is part of the equation, and Pesach we know there's a psul of shalom lishma and the psul of carbon. So even though it's l'shem Pesach, it's also considered a psul. So zok the Gemara, that's what took place over here. If the Bailam were not around, you want to say it's automatically a shlomim without an akira. Well, if you're going Rabbi Eliezer that shlomim l'shem Pesach, he thought it was Pesach, is a psul aguf. So that's why he saw me out, because he holds it's possible. So the Gemara, elam ha'papa mani Rabbi Eliezer, do'om ha'vechen neshechet achem l'shem Pesach is possible, da'av le'psul begufoy. Want to know, you know why it's Yisorv Miyad? Not because Boy Akira. Let him lie by Akira. You know why Yisorv Miyad? It's a Psul Aguf. Which Psul Aguf? If Eliezer holds all Korbanos Hashem Pesach, it could be a Shlomim automatically. Lie by Akira. But it's a Psul Aguf, so Yisorv Miyad. Frag the Gemara, V'ir Eliezer, Chatos Nami Mechayev. If you're learning this according to Eliezer, then this same Brisa says that B'chol it's Yisorv, but on Shabbos, you're going to be Potter. Because on Shabbos, he holds Toibet Va Mitzvah is Potter. Well, according to Eliezer, he argues on this whole premise of the Mishnah that Toibet Va Mitzvah is Potter. That's only Rabbi Shua Shita.
Rabbi Eliezer holds Toy B'dvar Mitzvah is Chayev. V'i Rabbi Eliezer hi, Chatas Nam Mechayev, Do Lesser Le Rabbi Eliezer Toy B'dvar Mitzvah Potter. So this whole braise doesn't coincide with Rabbi Eliezer. Zogt die Gemara, Ela Tirma Rav Yosef B'reder Rav Soler, Chassida Kamed Rav Popper,
Homani Yosef Ben Chunoi hi. I found a shita that holds like Rabbi Eliezer that Shah Korbonus Hashem Pesach Apostle, but does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer that Toy B'dvar Mitzvah is Chayev. So Mele, it could coincide with our Mishnah. The reason why Yisorim Miyad Lo'elim, you don't need an Akira. Ravuna Merav says you don't need an Akira. The Braisa that says Yisorim Miyad is because there's a Shtana that holds that Shah Kabbalah Hashem Pesach Apostle. So that's Yisorim Miyad. Zula Guf.
But when it comes to Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, he does not hold like a B'liyaz. He tackles Torah B'dvar Mitzvah's Potter, and that's like a Pshat, why B'Shabbos would tackle be Potter.
So Gemara, Tilgma Rav Yosef ben Rav Soler Chassidik Kamei Rav Papa Amani Yosef ben Chanoi Tetnan Yosef ben Chanoi Oimer Hanishchot L'Shem Pesach L'Shem Chatos Hitak holds Psulim like Rabbi Eliezer said that Acherim L'Shem Pesach are also Posul, and that's why Yisorim Miyad Alma Psulim Begufu U'Mishmach Yisorim Miyad U'Beptura. When it comes to the din of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, Hitak holds like a Beshua Sovel like a Beshua that Torah B'dvar Mitzvah is like a Potter. So Melech could coincide. We're going with the reason why Yisrael Miyad is not because Boy Akira, it's because it's a Psula Guf, because Shlom L'Shem Pesach is a Psula Guf, so Yisrael Miyad. Like Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Rabbi Yosef Echonoi, but he doesn't hold in Gaza like Rabbi Eliezer, that Torah B'dvar Mitzvah is Chaya, but he holds Potter like a Beshua. Rav Ashi Omer Rav, Rav Ashi gives another teretz. Rav, meaning Rav Hunam and Rav and Omer Aleph, that said, Oshem Shenitik L'Riya, is automatically an Oshem. I'm sorry, automatically an Oila. The Omek Rabbi Shmuel ben Noishech ben Breika, the Tanya Shmuel ben Noishech ben Breika, Oimel im Yesh shows biyom Leida im Moshchu Bailem es Yedeim Oishem Meitz Oishem Nitmu. Then on Shabbos Yechayev and in a weekday it's Tuba Tzuroson. We just finished saying at the top of the Omek Bechol Yisor Miyad, and that we asked the Kashan Rav. Ravuna Rav says you do not need Nakira. Yisor Miyad implies that you need Nakira. It automatically remains a Korban Pesach, so it's Psulaguf. There's a man the Omek that doesn't say Yisor by Chol either. He says, even by Chol, Ubetzugosoi. So loyal was no right, they need Nakira. Zogti Gemoga, Ravashi Omar, Rav, the Omar, Krebi Shmol, Benoishachim, and Breaker, the Tanya Shom, and Breaker, Emel, Im Yeshos, Beyom, Lady, Moshe, Bailam, is Yedem, Moshe, Meso, Shinitmu, Chayev, then you take a Chayev, mean you don't say that you're going to be Toya, there was enough time for you to find out if the Bailam are around or not, so you don't say you're Toya, Benoam, Mitzah, Vetu, Obetzugoson, meaning in the Chol, V'yoytzel beisrevi the next day. My time alamish from the loy boy Akira. Taki do not need an Akira. So you brought a whole raya, you saw me at Bechoil, so you need an Akira. And that doesn't coincide with Rav. No, Rav holds Tuba Tzuroson. And loylem it's not a psula guf and does not need an Akira. Zog di Gemara. Mimai, what's the raya that's loy boy Akira when you say Tuba Tzuroson? I found a sheet that says Tuba Tzuroson even by real psula guf. What's noiser? Noiser is real psula guf. And yet noiser is not Yisor Miyad. No, you wait for the next day. So we see you can have a psula guf and you still say Tuba Tzuroson. Zog me my Dilma Mishum the Sovelo Ketanet Rabba Baravua. The Omer Afilu Pigul Nami Boy Yibetzura. He says even Pigul needed Yibetzura. Now Pigul is the greatest psula guf you can think of. It's a real psula guf. And yet you don't burn it right away. You wait till the next morning. The Yalif Oven Oven Me Noisa, which compared to Noisa. Noisa is always the next day. Noisa by definition means the next day. But Pigul is like Noisa. So we see a Psula Guf, you also wait for the next day. So what's your Raya? Tuba Tzuroson means it's not a Psula Guf. Ela Oilam Loi Boy Akira. No, it seems to imply that even Psula Guf wait for Tuba Tzuroson. So it doesn't mean that it's Loi Boy Akira. Mash we need an Akira. Diloi Teh Ma'ochi, Nitmu Baila Michael Memar. By Nitma Bailam, we said for sure in Akira. By Nitma Bailam, we said that it's meant for Pesach Sheni. The Omer of Chir Bagam, the Nizim Pichabua, going to show Bailam to be amazing, and Nitma Pesach Sheni. So we see that you need an Akira. So don't just say, Lo Oilam Ravos, you don't need Akira. And he holds Tuba Tzuroson by Choyl, because Tuba Tzuroson doesn't automatically mean that it's not Boy Akira. We find cases of Pigul where it needs an Akira, it's a Psula Guf, and still you need Tuba Tzuroson. Elamachvati Geshonim Ikora Yoyis Mechonoi, that is of the opinion that Lo Oilam, he holds like a B'liezer, Shah Kobonis L'Shem Pesach is a Psula Guf. And that's what you saw of Miyad. Not because Boy Akira, because it's like a Pesach, L'Shem Pesach is a Psula Guf. But La'olam, he doesn't hold like a B'liezer, that Toy B'dvar Mitzvah is Chayev. And that's how he answered, La'olam, you do not need Nakira. Rav Hunam says, Oshem Shinitik L'Riya in the beginning of the Omed, on Omed Aleph was, Stame is Koshib with Loi Boy Akira.
it says over here on the top of the Omid, Yisor Miyad, that is because it's like a Yosef ben Chunoy that holds that Shah Kabon the Shem Pesach is also a psul, so it's a psul aguf. So then you see sort of miyads, but it coincides with the Mishnah because Yitaka holds that Toy Bedvar Mitzvah is Le'olam is going to be Potter like Rabbi Shua. Hadon Aloch Eladvorim, Hadon Aloch Eladvorim, Hadon Aladvorim. Tomorrow we'll start a new Perek in Mitzvah Hashem.